2 Chronicles chapter 3. Then Solomon began to build the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where Yahweh appeared to David his father, which he prepared in the place that David had appointed in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. So Mount Moriah was where the temple was built, and that is, as it says here, where David had made that quick offering to God when the angel was about to destroy Jerusalem, and he quickly grabs some things and makes a quick altar, offers sacrifice, cuts up a plow, uses that for the wood, for the firewood, and God agrees not to destroy Jerusalem. But also, remember when Abraham offered up Isaac? They did so in the mountains of Moriah, the same place. So it seems that this was a special place in God's plan and God's purpose. Although, as he said to David, I do not want a temple, I am on the move. I have always had the ark of my presence beneath curtains and always moving around to different places. But it's human nature to want to sort of tie God down, to have a sort of a physical place for God and to make a religious structure. And God didn't want that, but David got so obsessed with the idea, and Solomon also. So, okay, God allowed it, but it was not his ideal intention. And he goes along with us, even if we don't exactly do as we should do or make the wrong decisions, we want to go a different path. Okay, God will still walk with you on that path because his intention is to get you to his kingdom. So we read here how he laid the temple out and he garnished the house with precious stones for beauty and with the best gold and overlaid the house, the beams and its walls with gold and engraved cherubim on the walls, and he made the most holy place, etc. Well, God was quite happy and willing to dwell in a humble tent. He never asked for all this kind of external religion. But okay, this is what he wanted to do, what Solomon wanted to do, and so God does go along with it. And all you can say is it's a bit like the parable of the prodigal son. The younger son comes to the father and says, give me the money. And he does, but he surely knows that, well, this is not the way. But okay, this is what you want. And as I said, it's like Israel wanting a king. God gave them a king, although he said, you're rejecting me. And this king that I'm giving you, and the idea of having a human king, is going to sort of put a bit of a barrier between you and myself. But okay, that's what they wanted to do. So I think God works like that because he wants us to realize that our core heart desires are so important. Because actually, in a sense, in spirit and essence, we get them. But it's important to wish and really want for the right things.